It is 11 o'clock on the dot here on Lightning 100. My name is Casey. Another hour brought to you by our friends at ML Rose. But right now, got a special guest in the studio. Got a show coming up tonight at City Winery. Happy to have in the Lightning 100 studio. Greg Laswell is here. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Doing good, man. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah. Thanks for coming by this morning. Appreciate it.
Of course.
Ready for the show this evening?
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I am. I am ready.
I'd say, well, let's go ahead. We're going to hang out and chat for a little bit. You want to go ahead and play a little something?
Sure.
I mean, I hate to have you, you know, bring the guitar and not use it, right?
Right.
What do you want to do for us, Greg?
You know, I'm going to do Sweet Dream. It's a little shorty that I like playing at this hour of the day.
All right, Greg Laswell on Lightning 100.
If I could write out my own dream for the next time that I sleep, you'd be the first one that I'd see, and I the last one that you'd keep. And the dream would go on and on while we swayed against all things thrown our way. When the morning would be so cruel, when it came, oh, with sunshine and warmth to blame, pronouncing the end of my sweet dream, pronouncing the end of my sweet dream.
All right, Greg Laswell live here on Lightning 100. Got a show coming up tonight at City Winery. Very happy you can come by and join us. Tell us a little bit about Next Time. That's the album, the most recent album you put out, came out last fall, if I'm not mistaken. Right?
Yes, correct.
So where did you do that one?
You know, I did it in my house in Arizona.
Okay.
So I go back and forth between California and Arizona, but my studio is in Arizona.
Okay.
Takes up a couple of my rooms there. And yeah, I started it and was finished with it about a year prior, and then I came back from some time in California and listened to what I had at that point, and realized that it wasn't the record that I wanted to make, so I had to start over.
Right.
So it kind of pushed everything back a little bit, but yeah, I just started pulling. Actually, you know what's funny? I went on like a phone and internet cleanse for like 10 whole days.
Okay.
And I got more, so I didn't go online, I didn't check my phone. I contacted the people that would miss me if I didn't
hey, everything's
to
okay.
Yes.
I'm just doing something different.
Right. And I got more done in those 10 days than I had in like 6 months, which is kind of depressing.
maybe don't do the math.
No, right. It's nice. It's very depressing.
So we got Greg Laswell here live with us on Lightning 100 playing a show tonight at City Winery. So then, I guess as a producer, how is Greg Laswell to work with as an artist then?
He keeps very bizarre hours.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes he wakes up at like 10 p.m. And calls me. But, and says, hey, I'm ready to sing until 3 a.m. You know, it's very bizarre.
Right. Well, right? And I guess it's lucky that the artist Greg Laswell knows the producer Greg Laswell because you're on the same schedule. Right?
Yes, we're on the same schedule. It's,
nice.
It's so bizarre. We're always awake at the same time.
You're originally a California guy, is that right?
I am,
and
yeah.
You mentioned you go back and forth from California, Arizona.
Yeah.
Just a straight up West Coast kind of guy?
I am. You know, I lived kind of all over the country. I lived in New York for a while. I lived in several parts of California.
Yeah.
So I think I'm all, you know, and I'm probably going to end up going back there full time here pretty soon.
Yeah.
But so I rent a place out there now, and then I'll you know,
take the plunge.
I will back full loop, as
right.
They say.
Get the roots back in the dirt there.
Yep.
Nice. You did something that I think is pretty cool. You have, I think it's since 2006, you've released an album every 2 years.
Okay, is that okay?
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I saw that, and I was getting ready to kind of sit down and chat with you today. That's a lot of output, and it's consistent for about 12, 13 years now.
Yeah.
You've been doing that.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask, is that by design? But I'm assuming that it's not.
You know, no, it's not actually. I think that's funny. I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned something about myself every day.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Yeah. You've done for 13 years. You've done a full length every 2 years. So there you go.
Maybe that's just the time that I feel that I've. Maybe that's the rhythm. That's my internal rhythm.
There you go.
Get something done.
See, we're all learning things about Greg Laswell today.
Yeah.
I like that. The show happens tonight at City Winery. Who else is on the show? Is it Dean Fields playing with you?
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
What time are doors? Do you know?
You know,
I should know, but honestly, I don't.
I should too, actually.
We'll figure it out. I'm sure it's on a website somewhere.
The show is at 8.
Show's at 8. Yeah. There you go. Did you just get a shout out from Richard Marks?
Oh my God. Yes, I did.
Yeah. I just saw your face light up too when I said that. So kind of tell everybody what it is I'm talking about here.
Well, he tweeted at me and then we started the dialogue and he's like, hey, I'm about to he does this like series of car karaoke.
Yeah.
And so it's just him singing a song in his car while he's driving. And he's like, I did this a few days ago. I'm about to post it. And I'm like, you know, anyway, so then a few days later, whatever you say, Richard Marks. And then sure enough, he posted it and he was singing one of my songs. And it was one of those moments, because I texted him shortly thereafter. I'm like, hey man, this is a big deal for me. Cause when I was 13 or 14, or 15 maybe. And I first started playing piano and I would put my jukebox on the piano in front of me. And then I would tape songs off the radio
that I
thought I could play or that I wanted to learn how to play. And, there are more than one of his songs I was learning to play when I was cutting my teeth on all this stuff. So it was a big deal for me.
So when he told you he's getting ready to post it, did you say, that's fine, I'm right here waiting? And I'm not as proud of that as it seems, but I am a little proud of
that one, if
I'm being honest.
I love those jokes.
Well, good. That's about the peak for me. That's about as good as I get. I would be huge in France, I think is what they would call my sense of humor. Right on.
Or dad jokes.
Yeah. Well, I am a dad. Maybe it's a little bit of both.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Greg Laswell is hanging out with us. You're on Lightning 100 again. The show happens tonight at City Winery along with Dean Fields. Show starts at 8 o'clock this evening. We're going to go ahead and play another one of your songs. Tell us a little bit about, we're doing, is it Royal Empress, I believe?
Yes.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about this one before we play it.
Yeah, this one is, it was the first one that I finished for the record. And when I finally got my, my direction for what the rest of the record was going to end up sounding like. So, with every record, there's always one song that kind of tells me where I'm headed.
Right.
And so for this album, it was this song, and it's probably maybe the largest sonically that I've ever done. I had a lot of fun doing it.
And this is from the Next Time album?
Yes, this is the first song off the album.
All right, we'll check it out. This is one called Royal Empress. It's Greg Laswell hanging out with us here on Lightning 100.
Thank you.
get out alive. And everyone was gonna make it out alive. So we all walked around in the yard. And we all walked around in the yard. And everyone was gonna make it out alive.
Lightning 100, that is one from Greg Laswell. That's called Royal Empress. It is available right now on the album Next Time. Get it, all your favorite music, get in places. And I have a feeling, tell me if I'm wrong, Greg, if they come see tonight, I bet they're going to hear that song.
They are going to hear that.
I had a sneaking feeling that might happen.
Yeah.
Very cool. I just saw a video you posted. I think it was from late last year, maybe. You did a cover of Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
I did.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
I love your take. First, that's just a great song. But I love the take, the arrangement you did on that. Is that something you kind of did for something? Is that one you've had in the repertoire for a while?
You know, it was funny. I was at, this is years ago now. Gosh, it was over 10 years ago. It was on the radio, and I was at a stoplight, and I heard the song, like the lyrics for the first time.
Yeah.
And you've heard it 1,000 times.
Oh, yeah.
But sometimes you listen to the lyrics for the very first time, years and years after. And so I sat there at a stoplight and listened to the actual lyrics of it. And I'm like, oh, wow, this is a sad song and no one knows it.
Yeah.
So kind of as just an exercise for myself, I went home and did it right there on the spot. And then I showed it to my manager at the time. And he was like, oh, we got to put this out. And I'm like, do we?
Do we?
Like, I don't know how's this gonna go over. And you know, it's done very well for me over the years.
Yeah, very cool though. Yeah. I like that. It's a nice. I'm a big fan of, you know, different arrangements and stuff. I like the way that one comes together.
Yeah, thank you, man. I like tipping cover songs right on their end.
Nice. Yeah. I like that. So Greg Laswell's been hanging out with us today on Lightning 100. The show is tonight at 8 o'clock. It's at City Winery. It's going to be Greg Laswell and Dean Fields is going to be there opening that show up. And the album Next Time, it just came out this past fall. It is available right now. Get it at all your favorite music, get in places. Greg, thank you for coming by.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And we'll see you down the road, bud.
All right, we'll do.